Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community, including News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring today's program. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The brand new Embry Mill Park, our focus this morning in Stafford. Chris Hoppe here, the Capital Improvement Program Manager for the county. Kathy Volbrecht is here, Parks and Rec Interim Director, and Christy Gagnon, the Membership Director at the Jeff Rouse Swim and Sports Center here this morning. Good morning to all of you. Thank you for getting up and coming in.
Good morning. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Chris, let me start off with you. The brand new Big Embry Mill Park. It is a fabulous place for people who haven't been there. It's just off of 630 there. If you're getting off 95, you're headed toward Colonial Forge High School, and you'll run into it.
That's right. Yeah, it's about 3/4 mile west of I-95. You'll come across the south end of Mine Road. It's a brand new road. You would turn right there, and it's the first left after you get on Mine Road. Easy access.
The park itself, I guess, was something that the county received through the Big Embry Mill development. Is that how the county acquired the land and the this park came to be?
Yes, that's right. As part of the 2009 park bond referendum, we were looking for a location of an athletic field complex. When we didn't have a lot of success finding appropriate properties, attention turned towards the proffered lands that came from the Embry Mill development, yes.
Kathy, this is a pretty exciting park.
We're very excited to be opening the park to the community. In addition to the fields that we have there, the Jeff Rouse Swim and Sports Center will offer many programs, many more amenities that we have now in Stafford County to our citizens. So we're very excited about it opening.
Christy, that's where you come in as the membership director for the Rouse Swim and Sports Center. I like the logo. You've got the jacket on this morning and everything. I was looking at the logo, JRSSC, and I was trying to think, what would that be? And all of a sudden, it came to me. Oh, yeah, it's where you work.
And you can see the swimmer in the logo. It's I don't know if you can tell on here, but there's an arm coming out in the pool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's very subtle.
It's got to be exciting for you because you're at this point, you're at the point of just getting ready, and I guess it'll be sometime this spring is mm-hmm. when the Rouse Center will
sometime
open.
Sometime this spring, yes. We are selling memberships now and getting our programs up and running, our fitness schedules put together. We're forming league play for adults. You know, they can play volleyball and basketball to start with, where you have master swimming available. People can sign up for that. We're going to have little kicker soccer for kids as young as 18 months old to come out and play soccer in our gym. So, you know, between all that and swim lessons, lifeguard training, we have a lot to offer the community.
Pretty exciting to start up from scratch and to be able to put all this together, I would think.
Yeah, it is. Our general manager put together a great team of people, and we're really excited to get in there. So,
it is a big. I haven't been inside, but I've seen it from the outside. It's the building, the facility itself, pretty good size.
Yeah, it's 76,000 square feet, and it's much needed in the county. So the residents are very excited and very eager to get in.
If someone's interested, you mentioned you're selling memberships and getting things together. What's the best way to contact you or find out more?
Yep. We are doing pre-sales now. The website is www.rousecenter.com, and we have information on all of our programs as well as our membership pricing structure there. And we also have our office phone number, so they can give us a call and find out our sales location and hours and come on over, and we can give them a virtual tour in our office.
What is that number? Do you know it offhand?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's on the website.
Okay.
I don't have it with me.
Get it. Go to RouseCenter.com and get that information. RouseCenter.com is where you can get all that for the Rouse Center. Kathy, I would think for the county, this is, you know, we talk about building a program up from scratch and everything, and something like this really needed in the kind of the center part of the county.
Exactly. And as Chris mentioned, this was part of the 2009 Parks and Recreation Bond Referendum, and our voters, our citizens, told us that this is the kind of park that they wanted. So our Board of Supervisors was very responsive to that request and went out and, as Chris mentioned, found the land for this park. We're very excited because it's going to give us many opportunities that we did not have before. Not only are we offering additional amenities such as an indoor recreation facility with 3 pools, fitness equipment, aerobics, other classes, 2 basketball courts, and a child care center there. But our fields, we have turf fields. We have 4 turf fields there in addition to 2 natural grass fields. We are looking forward to bringing in tournaments to Embry-Mill that we have not been able to do before. In fact, when we opened the park just a few weeks ago, we worked with our partner organization, Stafford Soccer, to have the St. Paddy's Day tournament, which was very successful in spite of the rainy weather that day. But we are very confident and excited that we'll be seeing more tournaments like that.
Just for economic development, they have, because I was there for part of it on Saturday, and there were a lot of cars associated with that tournament.
We had 170 teams, 2,700 players, and that's just counting the players. So when you think about their parents, their siblings, extended family like grandparents, sure. We're very excited about the opportunity that will bring to Stafford County as a whole, because they'll be here visiting Stafford County, and as you know, we are very proud of our history. They'll be here staying in our hotels, shopping in our stores, and eating in our restaurants. So economic development, we think we'll see a boon from Embry-Mill.
The signs that are around, they're the signs that direct you to a lot of the historic or just sites around the county. I have noticed those. They're big and they're terrific.
They are. This is part of our wayfinding sign program, and they have been popping up all over the county, and we are putting them in place so that, again, we can let people know where these wonderful historic jewels in the county exist, and they'll make it very easy for people to find their way. And we are going to have one at Embry-Mill at the intersection of Courthouse Road and Mine Road, so that will be easy for people to find Embry-Mill and the Rouse Center.
I've already used it to send some people to Ferry Farm. And when I was on 17 and saw where it shows where the Riverside Center is, I mean, a lot of places that those of us around here know where they're at, but sometimes when you don't, you're kind of just, first time I went to Embry-Mill, I was not quite sure. So those signs are terrific. Are they all up now, or are you still putting some up?
We're still putting a few up, but we're going to continue working on that. And we think it's going to be a great educational tool, not just for our visitors, but for, like you mentioned, our citizens, our residents here who may have heard of some of these places, but if they see a sign, that might pique their interest to go out and visit Ferry Farm, Government Island, and other of our historical sites.
It took me years to find Belmont, so if the signs had been up sooner, I would have been able to find Belmont that much sooner. We're talking about the brand new Embry-Mill Park this morning with Kathy Volbrecht, Christy Gagnon, and Chris Hoppe. Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. TourStaffordVA.com. More coming up on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Embry-Mill Park in Stafford, our focus this morning with Chris Hoppe, Kathy Volbrecht, both from the county, and Christy Gagnon, the membership director with the Jeff Rouse Swim and Sports Center that will be opening sometime this spring. Kathy, probably good to talk a little bit about who Jeff Rouse was, because if you were around here in, was it the early 90s?
Yes.
That he was in the Olympics, and boy, those were exciting times.
Yes, everybody who is a swimmer back then and now knows who Jeff Rouse is, and the building is named after him, the Jeff Rouse Swim and Sports Center. One of the things that our Board of Supervisors and our staff wanted to do with this new park was to recognize Stafford's very proud Olympic heritage. We have 7 Olympians, 7 people who are connected with Stafford County somehow who have made it to the Olympics. In fact, in 1992 in Barcelona, we had 5 Olympians who were participating in in the games. Five Stafford County residents who are participating in the games. As you know, Jeff Rouse was a gold and silver medalist in swimming. We are going to have an exhibit as you walk into the Jeff Rouse Women's Sports Center honoring all the accomplishments of Jeff as well as the other Olympians from Stafford County. In addition to Jeff, we are also going to have an exhibit inside the swim, the pool area that will honor Mark Lindsay, who was a medalist, a gold, bronze medalist in diving. Mm-hmm. So we'll have an exhibit in there. The diving well will be named after Mark so that our swimmers and our visitors will see all the contributions that he made as well. But as I mentioned, we're going to have this exhibit in the lobby that will honor all of our Olympians. In addition to Jeff and Mark, Conrad Adams, who is a gold medalist and a pentathlete, Thomas Baker is actually a Special Olympian, and he got a gold, silver, and bronze medal in powerlifting.
That was just last year, I think.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Arlene Lemus is a gold medalist in Taekwondo. Anthony Lee is a wrestler who participated in the 1992 Olympics. And then Roxanne Thompson also participated in the 1992 Olympics in sports pistol. So we've got this great heritage that we want to celebrate, that we want to educate our visitors to the Rouse Center about, and hopefully those young children who are taking classes, who are swimming, who are competing, you know, at the Rouse Center, maybe one of those will be one of our future Olympians.
That was the thing when Jeff Rouse was competing, it was exciting just because the Rappahannock Swim League took great pride because he swam for Ferry Farm. Mm-hmm. With the Rappahannock Swim League, and then I know he went around, and he still may, but I know for years after he would go around and talk to each of the Rappahannock Swim League pools over the summer, that each of the teams, and he was so accessible, and he still is around here as a businessman.
Yes, Jeff is very much a presence in our community, and that is one of the reasons why our Board of Supervisors wanted to recognize him, not just because of his Olympic accomplishments, but because of what he has done for the community. Not only did he talk with our swim groups and our young swimmers, but he was a member of our Parks and Recreation Commission, and many, many years ago, he was actually Stafford County's first tourism manager. So we remember those days. We're very proud of those days. And we're just proud that he's still here in the community.
I didn't know that he did that. That's interesting. Yes. That's next time I see him, I'll have to ask him about that because I had no idea. But that amount of Olympians for a community like Stafford, that's pretty impressive.
It really is. And again, that's why we want to make sure that anybody who walks into that center knows about our proud Olympic heritage and knows that if you come to Stafford County, if you participate in our parks and recreation programs, if you participate in a program through the Jeff Rouse Women's Sports Center, one day maybe your dream can come true and you can participate in the Olympics.
Well, and there's whether it's been baseball or most recently with football with Torrey Smith and the Ravens, now the 49ers. There have been a number of professional athletes that have made it. And if they haven't made it, they've been drafted.
Yes, we have a number of athletes who have made the professional ranks as well as participated in world championships, in national games. And one of the things our board is considering is also in the Jeff Rouse Women's Sports Center, how to recognize those athletes. So that's something that they'll be working on over the next few months and over the next year to figure out how to properly recognize those individuals.
That's got to be a fun part of your job, just to be doing this part of it, of trying to track people down and come up with whatever you'll decide to do as far as a display. That's kind of fun.
Well, actually, all parts of my job in Parks and Recreation are fun in Stafford County. But I do have to say it is, you know, it makes us very proud to know that Stafford County has had a role in helping these individuals reach their dreams, whether it was training, whether it was helping them find a program that fit their needs, or however way we were able to help them. Again, you know, knowing that they made it to the highest competition when it comes to athleticism is very gratifying to us. And knowing, you know, that we had a role in that makes us very happy.
Christy Gagnon, the membership director at the Rouse Swim and Sports Center. Christy, does he come around every so often? Have you seen him?
Well, we actually aren't working out of the building right now.
Oh, okay.
So I have not seen him, but I believe he's been at some of their
Jeff has been
events.
Involved. In fact, he provided a lot of input to the pool design, and he has been with us giving advice and suggestions, and he will be at the grand opening, obviously. But yes, he's been a very active member in all of this.
Whenever the grand opening comes, and that'll depend on when permits and when things can get done sometime this spring, that That'll be a big celebration, I would think.
It is going to be a big celebration, so much of a celebration that we're going to do it two times. We're going to have a soft opening sometime this spring when the building is ready for visitors to come in. And then we're going to have a huge grand opening celebration. After that, we'll invite the whole community. We'll have activities. We'll take people on tours of the building, answer their questions. But again, we want to make sure that everything is in place so that when they come in, it's ready for them to look at, to start working out if they really wanted to. But we're ready for that.
But I guess you can't wait for that, Christy, because a lot of people probably who would like to come and look around, at this point, you just show them kind of artist renderings of what it's going
to
look like.
Right. That's what we've been doing up to this point. So, yeah.
To have the facility named after an Olympian and someone who's still involved in the community, that I would think that adds a lot more to it, too, than just being the swim and sports center and have that. But to have a name associated to it and a name of someone who's here and active.
Yeah, and I especially hear it when the swim team families come in to look at membership, and the kids seem very excited that it's named for someone, you know, they might have looked up to. Or I think Jeff has kids, right, that they're even friends with his kids, and so...
So, again, if someone's interested in finding out more, go to rousecenter.com, and that website has all kinds of information on what you've got, what you will have, and the pricing structure and everything.
Yep, and we're updating it daily as we confirm our programs. And you can also call 540-318-6332, and that's our office number to get our hours and location and answer any questions you have on memberships.
540-318-6332, or go to rousecenter.com.
And Ted, we'll also have some information on Stafford County Parks and Rec website,
okay.
And that is staffordparks.com. And they can also call us for information, and we're happy to let them know the Rouse Center information, but we can be reached at 540-658-4871.
Okay. And that's probably, Kathy, a good just to go off on a side road for a second. With spring coming up, all kinds of activities gearing up, and nobody has programs like Stafford Parks and Rec throughout, but especially spring, summer, and fall, and this is a good time to check all those things out.
We agree. We're very proud of all the programs that we can offer, and in addition to partnering with Eastern Sports Management, who's running the Jeff Rouse Women's Sports Center, we have... several new programs that we're starting up in Stafford County this year. We have a lacrosse league. We have flag football. We have we're very excited about the participants that we have a lot of interest in those programs. Again, the first time that we're doing that this year. Next Saturday will be the first K9 5K at Belmont Ferry Farm Trail. That's April 9th. It starts at 8 a.m. So if anybody is interested, they can bring their pets, their dogs, to go on a 5K. Very excited about that. And it's a beautiful trail. And they'll end at Pratt Park, where we'll have a celebration. Information on that is on our website, staffordparks.com. But again, spring and summer is very busy for us. You know, I had mentioned we have partner organizations, and I want to mention the Stafford Baseball League and Stafford Soccer, who are very active. And without these two organizations, we would not be able to provide some of the wonderful programs we provide to our kids. And it's a very active time for both of those organizations.
You mentioned in the last segment about the fields at Embry Mill are turf fields, and boy, that makes all the difference, because especially even though we didn't get a lot of rain that weekend, we mentioned that just a few weekends ago, the big soccer tournament, you can go ahead and play in a lot of situations right after rain when you have the turf fields.
That is the advantage to having turf fields, and we have four of them right now at Embry Mill and two grass fields. When it rains, as long as there's no lightning, our kids can keep playing. Obviously, when there's lightning, for safety reasons, we want to take them off the parks. But we've done studies, and we've worked with partner groups who have said that turf fields are what people are looking for when they're looking for a site to hold big tournaments, and that's what we're trying to do with Embry Mill.
Yeah.
Now, this past Tuesday, our Board of Supervisors approved the design of two additional turf fields at Embry Mill, so we're very excited about that and the opportunities it will bring to Stafford County.
How big, ultimately, will Embry Mill be, Chris? Because I looked at it and I thought, wow, this is big already. Now that you mentioned two more fields, it's getting even bigger.
Right. The plan shows the possibility of 11 rectangular fields. Not all of them can't be full size. For example, the two grass fields we've constructed now that will be ready for use in the fall are U12 size fields. The two fields Kathy just mentioned that we are going to install later this year are synthetic turf, and they're full size, just like some of the ones we've already built. But then there's another three fields that are very small fields for younger kids.
In just talking, Chris, with Kathy and Christine, talking about the excitement of building a lot of things from scratch, for you too. This is something that I guess as you sit down and plot this out and work it out, it's got to be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of why I do what I do. It's fun taking raw land and designing and constructing amenities that serve the public and provide play opportunities for the community, where these fields are going to meet a tremendous need. Some time ago, we determined that there was a deficit of both diamond fields and rectangular fields. With the construction of Chichester Park, with the 2009 Park Bond referendum, we were able to add five fields to the baseball, softball mm-hmm. side of things. Well, these fields are going to help take care of some of the need for rectangular fields that serve lacrosse, soccer, football.
Boy, and Embry Mill Park is the perfect location to have these tournaments, just because it's located right off I-95.
Well situated from a hotel perspective, restaurant perspective, easy access from 95, centrally located to the county. So not only do the county residents get easy access to the park, but it's easy for the traveling community coming in from out of town to find us and set up shop nearby while tournaments go on.
Yeah. Chris Hoppe here, Kathy Volbrecht here, and Christy Gagnon. We're talking about Embry Mill Park in Stafford. Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. More coming up on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's coming up on 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, back to News Talk 1230's Ted Schubel.
We're talking Stafford County this morning, specifically Embry Mill Park, with Chris Hoppe, the Capital Improvement Program Manager for the county, Kathy Volbrecht here, the Parks and Rec Interim Director, and Christy Gagnon is the Membership Director at the Rouse Swim and Sports Center that will be opening this spring at Embry Mill. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism this morning. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Chris, we talked, I mean, I'm sure this took, at the time everything was being pulled together, took a lot of your time, but as the Capital Improvement Program Manager, what's a day like for you? What are some of the other things that you're involved with?
Well, there's always projects going on as long as there's funding available, and we have trail projects such as Belmont Ferry Farm Trail. We're working on phase four design process. We're in the middle of doing right-of-way acquisition at this point. We're kicking off the phase six study on various alignments to get us from Chatham Bridge to Ferry Farm. Phase four will take us from Pratt Park, where the current trail ends, and it'll take us underneath the Chatham Bridge and up to connect to the sidewalk and then ultimately out to Ferry Farm.
Okay.
But we do have, certainly at Embry Mill, we're about ready to start the design or the bid package preparation to put these next two fields out on the street. We assist with some of the projects that Parks Rec are managing, such as this playground that's about to go in there, but also not all parks go in one big chunk. So in the case of the Embry Mill mm-hmm. Athletic Fields, we actually had a site development contractor who built all the parking lots, restroom building, concession building. We had a separate contract for the athletic field lights, and then a third contract for the synthetic turf fields themselves. Mm-hmm. So commingling all those folks and coordinating them for timing of the coming on site, timing of completion of their work, getting the electricity connected to everything. I feel sometimes like a puppeteer.
Oh,
and,
sure.
You're managing your, no, the contractors obviously aren't puppets, but that's just a.
Yeah. Now, I was just going to say to you, when you talked about you know, the field's going here. This doesn't just happen. You don't just say, well, let's put a field over there and bring the grader in and do it.
That's true. Yeah, the once a piece of land is determined as a location for something, you have to do some planning. Sometimes we call that master planning. Other times we don't do a formal master plan process. In the case of Embry Mill, we did some sketch plans to show how these fields could fit in there. And then the building was added into the mix. So we had to figure out how all that's going to lay out and then go through a contracting process to hire the design firms. You've got to follow Virginia procurement policy laws to accomplish that. So the architects were brought on board, the civil engineers, and we began the design process. There's usually phases that go on there where the owner that I represent review and ensure that our program elements are being satisfied via the design process. We work with the permit and plan review folks to ensure that the plans are going to be going to meet their needs and follow codes and the like. And then once we have an approved design with a land disturbance permit, we'll actually bid that work. And we put together the bid package. We put it on the street. We hold pre-bid meetings and answer contractor questions. If there are questions about the plans themselves, we would put out an addendum to answer those questions or correct things on the plans that the contractors noticed. We open the bids with the purchasing department. We prepare the board agenda items for the board approval of the contracts themselves. And then we get the construction process going. In the case of Embry Mill, we actually had multiple phases to implement this. About 2.5 years ago, we bid the early clearing and grading of the site. The site isn't huge. And with the fields that we wanted to put in there, we actually had to build retaining walls at the edges to give us enough flat space. So that work occurred back in 2013. And then we later bid the athletic fields portion, and then the indoor recreation facility was a separate contract. So while Embry Mill Park was being constructed, we actually had two major general contractors on site working side by side. The athletic fields at the north and the indoor recreation facility at the south, they had to accommodate each other's activities. So the progress meetings were held jointly to coordinate activities. And we got the athletic fields completed this fall. Last fall.
Yeah.
And we're putting the fields into use this spring, whereas the indoor recreation facility is wrapping up construction here shortly.
And you got to figure out in this whole process, too, of just having enough parking and a lot to it.
Oh, yeah. But when you take your plan to the county, you've got to prove to them you're providing adequate parking for the indoor recreation facility. And there's a lot of study that goes on with how many folks you're going to have in the building at any one point in time. And there are standards of how many citizens show up in a vehicle that helps you count the number of parking spaces to provide. And we do meet that standard. We plan typically for 50 parking spaces per athletic field. So, but that's for the full-size fields. The smaller fields, you can put in a fewer number of spaces to meet those needs. And you add all that up on a site like this. This is a 69-acre site.
Yeah,
some of which isn't buildable because we've got a regional stormwater management pond as part of the park's acreage. But all those things have to be factored to be able to get an approved plan.
And Ted, if I could go back to something you had mentioned earlier, none of this happens by accident. Our board has a vision for Stafford County to make it a place where people can live, work, and raise a family. And you can see that in their economic development efforts, their public safety work, the infrastructure work that we have going on, their education efforts, and their financial management. All of this, there is a strategy behind all of this, and there's a lot going on in the community, and it's because our board wants to make this the premier place in Virginia for people to want to come and live and raise a family.
Well, and Stafford County, Kathy, just has the amount, the number of parks in Stafford County. I don't know any other locality like it that has as many strategically placed parks all around. Just down from here is the is a park on Route 3. I mean, no matter where you go, You're not too far from a park.
You're right, and that's exactly what we want to do. We want every citizen, every resident in Stafford County to have a park that's easily accessible to them. I'd like to mention that in addition to Embry Mill and the Rouse Center opening this spring, Lake Mooney is going to be opening up Memorial Day weekend, May 28th, to the public. Lake Mooney is actually one of our reservoirs, our newest reservoir in the county. It is also Virginia's newest recreation lake. It is 503 acres, and we will be opening that up to the public at the end of May. We are having a public information meeting next Thursday, April 14th at Gale Middle School. That will start at 6 p.m. We will have staff from Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities there, as well as utilities. Our sheriff's office will be represented, and Fire and Rescue will also participate. And our goal is to let our residents know about the lake. You know, you can go boating in it as long as you have a non-electric boat. So you can take kayaks, you can take canoes in it when the park opens or when the lake opens. You cannot swim in it. It is a reservoir that we use for our drinking supply. And fishing is not allowed yet. We are going to open that lake up for fishing, but the fish needs time. The fish population needs time to mature, to multiply, and they're just not there yet. We are working with the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, and they have begun to stock the lake. So we think that maybe in a year or so we'll be able to open it up and let everybody come out and enjoy time on the lake and go fishing.
You did the dedication, I remember it was about a year ago in the spring, and yes. What a gorgeous place.
It's a beautiful park, and I saw it, you know, when it was just a hole in the ground, and to see it go from that to what we have now, a beautiful recreational lake, is amazing. And that's just again going back to the vision that our board has for the community, partnering with our staff and our contractors. It really is going to be a wonderful recreational amenity that we can offer to our residents.
That was Rocky Pen Run when the board was dealing with it and getting approval. And I have heard, and you may be, the rumor is, because a lot of that land was bought and then it was flooded, that down deep there still are, you know, there are the houses and everything and roads down still under or are at the bottom of Lake Mooney, which would be really cool.
It was, well, I don't recommend anybody going down there to find
out.
No,
you can't. But
yes, we did flood that area out, and that was, you know, there were roads down there. But again, this project was a vision over 20 years ago, and we knew that this is something that the county needed. We have spent the last few years getting that, last 20 years, I guess, getting that ready to now where it is a reservoir for our water supply and, again, a recreational lake that will be opening up here soon.
Well, and you think about it, 20 years ago, both Spotsylvania and Stafford were dealing with a lot of water shortages and things and things like Lake Mooney, and Spotsylvania is taking care of their water situation. There were some really serious water situations in this area that now have been taken care of because of projects like this.
Well, because of projects like this, again, going back to our board's vision, but also I have to put a shout out to our citizens. You know, when we were having those difficult times and we experienced droughts, there were times when we had to work with our citizens and ask them, please conserve water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please don't use water on these dates because, again, we were going through some difficult droughts, and they came through for us. And they do that every single time. Now we think that there are it's, you know, it's just sort of a natural thing for them to do, to shut off the water when they're brushing their teeth, to not wash their driveways with hoses. And these are some of the things that we educated them about years ago, and that they are just making part of their natural everyday practice today, which makes it much easier when it comes to using water wisely.
One other park that's going through some changes, Chichester Park. There's a new playground you're working on.
Chichester Park is one of our newest parks. We opened that up in 2012 or 13, within the last few years.
Fall of 14.
And we're very proud of it. It's a beautiful park. It's got baseball fields. In fact, I do have to let you know that Stafford Baseball League has their opening day event planned for Saturday, April 16th. So we'll have many teams there playing, as well as fun activities for the families there. But our board approved recently the county's first ADA accessible, all-inclusive park. We are very excited about that, because what that means is that any child, any adult, whether you're able-bodied, whether you're in a wheelchair, or you have some other challenge that you're dealing with, will be able to come to this park and enjoy it just like all the other kids. So we have a trail, a sort of a little trail around the park, the equipment that will allow wheelchairs to move around it. Not only wheelchairs, but a parent to go with them around the park so that they don't feel any different from other kids. There's equipment there that's going to allow them to move from their wheelchairs to a slide, go up ramps to get to different levels of the playground. There is going to be a swing that will have straps that will allow kids to swing in it and be safe when they're doing it. Again, very proud of this park because it's the only one in the county. We think it's probably the only one in the last several years in the region, and we are getting ready to construct that at Chichester.
That's exciting. Any idea how long that'll take?
We hope to have that done by late summer or early fall.
Okay.
And it's going to be located right by the pavilion that's there, so it will be easily accessible to the if visitors come and they have wheelchairs, they can get to it easily from the pavilion or from the ADA parking that we have already installed there.
What a great thing, because families who deal with that just be able to go to someplace and know we don't have to make special, we don't have to try to get from point A to point B, and there's everything set up to where the child will be able to enjoy themselves.
Yes, we're very excited about it. We do have ADA accessible parks in the county as well as some ADA accessible playgrounds, but this again will be the first all-inclusive. So again, no matter what kind of challenge you have, or if you're just if you don't have any challenges, this park is open to everybody.
Yeah. So Chichester Park is located where? What's the over by Stafford High School, right?
Chichester Park is by Stafford High School, and if you go into the entrance to Stafford High School, you'll see the sign and the entrance for Chichester Park.
Kathy Volbrecht here, the Parks and Rec Interim Director. Chris Hoppe here, the Capital Improvement Program Manager. And Christy Gagnon here, the Membership Director at the Jeff Rouse Swim and Sports Center. When we come back, we'll wrap it up by talking again about Embry Mill Park and getting involved with the Rouse Swim and Sports Center. We'll wrap it up when we come back in Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Are you a veteran or on active duty?
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We've been focusing mainly this morning on Embry Mill Park, the new park just off of 630 in Stafford this morning. Chris Hoppe here, the Capital Improvement Program Manager for the county. Kathy Volbrecht is the Parks and Rec Interim Director, and Christy Gagnon, the Membership Director at the Jeff Rouse Swim and Sports Center that is at Embry Mill. And Christy, that is going to again open sometime this spring, but people can get memberships and go to the website at rousecenter.com, R-O-U-S-E, rousecenter.com, and see what's there. But this is the time to kind of figure out what you want.
It is, yeah, and we have a lot to offer. I think the most appealing feature of our memberships is that they're month-to-month, so you're not locked into any long-term contract. Okay. And they're structured to where you can build your family membership, so you can join for yourself and then add on your spouse or kids at discounted rates. So it's great to have the flexibility for it to just be month-to-month.
And what are some of the things inside that people will be able to do?
Well, we have three pools. We are going to offer personal training in our fitness floor, which is 5,000 square feet with all new hoist and matrix equipment. We're going to have Little Kickers, which is a soccer program for kids as young as 18 months old. We will have camps, master's swimming, lifeguard training classes, adult leagues. We're going to start with volleyball and basketball and just see what the members' needs are.
Yeah, so this is exciting. This is exciting a lot. I've just seen the building from the outside, and it looks big and new.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's a very welcoming lobby area. We have a beautiful cafe when you come in off to the left-hand side that will be full service. It'll serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we're really excited to have that.
Chris, the fields. When I was at Embry Mill a few weeks ago, the park there, I figured everything's done, but more fields to come.
Well, more fields to come, yes. And they'll be just to the right of the entrance. As you come in the entrance road, immediately on the right where there was a lot of staging and dirt piled up there during that grand opening event. But all that earth will get used up and put underneath the fields. And we're hoping to get that under construction later this spring. We actually have a developer who's doing a lot of the base earthwork as a proffer fulfillment for the Colonial Forge development. He'll be at building a retaining wall and doing all the rough earthwork.
Okay, so more to come. Exciting, Kathy, just for the turf fields and for the soccer leagues and just Parks and Rec in general. This is a nice addition, Embry Mill Park.
It is a nice addition, and again, we're looking forward to bringing more tournaments from out of the area to come to Stafford County to experience Parks and Recreation and the county as a whole. I mentioned our historical resources that we have, our sites that we're very proud of, so this is a great opportunity for them to come and know what Stafford is all about.
You mentioned Lake Mooney, that there's a meeting next week on that, and Lake Mooney gets ready to really open up this spring.
Lake Mooney is Virginia's newest recreation lake, and Stafford County's will be one of Stafford County's newest parks that is scheduled to open May 28th to the public. Boating, kayaking, boating, as long as it's non-motorized, non-electric boating will be allowed there. And we will have a building there that will be staffed so that when visitors come, they can ask questions. But we're very excited for that to open up to the community.
Next Thursday night, there's a public information meeting at Gale Middle School.
Yes, Thursday night, April 14th, 6 p.m. at Gale Middle School.
And in Chichester Park, just a quick reminder there that for kids, for special needs kids, a full playground will soon be available.
Yes, all-inclusive ADA accessible playground. We will have that under construction here in the next hopefully month or so, and hopefully that will be open by the end of the summer or early fall.
Well, busy stuff. Thank you all for taking time to come in and talk about this. Embry Mill is a terrific place to go see. Again, it's just off of 630. If you're getting off, if you're going 95 north, you'll take a left, and you will see signs. And RouseCenter.com if you're interested in finding out more about the Jeff Rouse Swim and Sports Center. Chris Hoppe, Kathy Volbert, Christy Gagnon, thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. TourStaffordVA.com. Thank you for listening. See you next time on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Guests appearing on today's program are advertising partners who have purchased commercial airtime on WFVA and have been offered the opportunity to sponsor this broadcast. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.